Asked this week whether Cardinals fans should expect a Michael Wilson contract extension, General Manager Monty Ossenfort answered with a question of his own. Quote, expect? That's a tough word. That is from Jess Root at Cardinals Wire, part of USA Today Sports, on August 11th. Ossenfort did add, quote, I think our interest is in keeping him here. Michael's been a good player for us, and head coach Mike LaFleur reportedly shares that sentiment. But the tone is a long way from where this stood in June, when Wilson himself described extension talks as going great and possibly finished by week one. Root's reporting frames the stakes. Wilson's 1,000-yard season has positioned him for more than $20 million a year, potentially around $30 million as a free agent after the 2026 season. The June preview's football claim needs no update. We said the breakout was the real thing. 78 catches on 126 targets for 1,006 yards and 7 touchdowns, a third-year jump into genuine number one target volume, with a clean touchdown rate and nothing lucky propping it up. We said the role was sticky, the kind of workload that carries into a new season, and that the new staff was designing for him at the Z receiver spot. One of the tailwinds we cited was the contract. A team negotiating to keep you is a team planning around you. On the field, this was a quiet window. Wilson was not mentioned in the Associated Press or AZ's central charting from the Raiders game, and he did not feature in the camp notes this week. Nothing negative, just nothing. Does the June read hold? Complicated. Every football input from June stands untouched, but the extension we counted as a tailwind has gone from going great to that's a tough word, which turns a settled situation into a contract year storyline with real money hanging on the season. To be clear about what changed, nothing about the targets, the role, or the scheme fit. What changed is the frame around them. The checkable items for next week, any reported movement on the contract in either direction, and Wilson's usage against Dallas on August 22nd, his first real look of the preseason if the starters stretch out. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.